Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your ass.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right, welcome. Wednesday edition, Health and Wellness Wednesday. Myself, Charlie Grimes, our engineer, and Michael Bailey from Michael Bailey Law, our mobile estate planner. Before we get started today, impossible question yesterday was 65% of Americans say they would support blank as the national food. The answer was bacon. National food. Do you like bacon that much to have it be the national food?
So the thing is that bacon not really being a meat and not really being a fat, it's almost more of like a compliment, like a garnish.
Garnish meat?
Yes. If all you had was bacon, it's not really a food in and of itself. It's a complimentary food. So I'm not sure. I think
you have a point.
I have no
Some
problem.
Some might argue with that, but I think you have a point. I look at it that way.
I mean, I have no problem with bacon.
To me, it's an add-on.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't just eat bacon by itself.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
Right. So where you can have a steak all by itself or whatever.
Right. I mean, yeah. I had a steak for lunch. I don't know that a steak with bacon is going to really be helpful or useful. However, you have a hamburger that you put bacon on, it's going to be improved.
Now, here's a good question for you.
Yes.
And I agree, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Answer this on the KLZ560 Facebook page. The very first vending machines came out in the early 1880s. What did they dispense, Charlie and Michael? What did they dispense? Early 1880s.
Hats.
Okay. Michael says hats. Charlie says chewing tobacco. I was going to say some form of drug.
Like opium or something like that?
Yeah, because back then, opium, cocaine, all that was actually...
That's a very good point.
Legal, so I'm going with some sort of a pharmaceutical, what they thought was a pharmaceutical at the time was...
Right.
Illegal drug today.
See, I'm just going with a hat, like a cowboy hat or something like that.
Possibly. 1880, that's a long time ago.
That's true.
And by the way, that would have been some sort of a probably hand-cranked,
mm-hmm.
some sort of a mechanism. I don't even know what a picture, I'd have to Google it to see what a picture looks like. So if you know the answer, go to the KLZ560 Facebook page. Again, Michael's going to join us. I'm going to take a couple of time for jokes.
Okay.
And then we'll take a break, come back, talk to Michael. And it is Health and Wellness Wednesday, and I'll get to why it's Health and Wellness with Michael in a minute, so never fear.
Sure.
So Joe sent me this today. What's Irish and spends all winter outside in the cold?
I don't know.
Patio furniture.
Ah, right. I can see that.
By the way, happy St. Patrick's Day today. And it's our old producer Cassie's birthday today, too. So, Cassie, if you're listening, happy birthday. Guy goes into a bar. There's a robot bartender. Since the minimum wage was increased to $15, the owner had to replace the regular human bartender with this robot. The robot says, "What do you have?" Guy says, "Martini." The robot brings back the best martini ever and says to the man, "What's your IQ?" The guy says, 168. The robot then proceeds to talk about physics, space exploration, and medical technology. The guy leaves, but he's curious, so he goes back to the bar. The robot bartender says, "What do you have?" Guy says, "Martini." Again, the robot makes a great martini, gives it to the man, and says, "What's your IQ?" The guy says, 100. The robot then starts to talk about NASCAR, Budweiser, and John Deere tractors. The guy leaves and finds it's also still very interesting, so he thinks he'll try it one more time, goes back into the bar. Robot says, "What do you have?" Guy says, "A martini." The robot brings back another great martini. By the way, this guy's probably half drunk by now, but anyways, the robot then says, "What's your IQ?" The guy says, "Oh, about 50. The robot leans in real close and says, "So, you people still happy you voted for Biden?" We should have like the clapping in the background.
Charlie, do we need the crickets sound for that one? Chirp, chirp, chirp.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. I am going to talk to Michael about some things in regards to wellness. And by the way, this is wellness while you're still here because you can't talk to Michael after you're gone. So we're going to talk to him about a couple of things here when we come back. Got a special guest joining us, by the way, at the 3:30 mark, Dr. Mark Stengler. We're going to talk about cancer. And yeah, this is Cancer Awareness Month. Now, for those of you that maybe think that I talk about that a lot, there are actually different types of cancers that are highlighted every month of the year. So out of the year, there are, in fact, in some cases, more than one per month because there's more than 12 types of cancer, of course. And so in certain months, there's different things we talk about. This month, we've talked about brain cancer already. This will be about prostate cancer, and we've talked colon cancer already as well. So again, Health and Wellness Wednesday, we want all of you to stay healthy. And I will tell you firsthand, as a family that has been affected by cancer in multiple ways, early detection on most every level of cancer in a lot of cases is very treatable and can save your life. So that's why we talk about this stuff on a regular basis on Wednesday. We'll come back, though, talk to Michael in a moment. He is up next, by the way, Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. And anything you need from Michael, we'll talk to him in a moment and get some more details. But in the meantime, if you need him, go to klzradio.com or 720-394-6887.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't exclusively talk about death and dying. He also wants to help you plan for the rest of your life. Your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law protects you and your loved ones during your lifetime by establishing a medical power of attorney and a financial power of attorney now, while you still have all of your mental and physical capacities. That way, you and your family never need to go through the painful experience of trying to make those decisions during a crisis. Set up a free consultation with Michael Bailey now at klzradio.com/estate.
You know, folks, one thing Charlie just reminded me of a moment ago, it's true with Michael as he's sitting here. When you call him, he'll answer the phone directly. And you know what? Novus Auto Glass coming up next. Same situation. When you call these guys for a windshield replacement or repair, they are one of their people. In most cases, it's their owner or a spouse or a loved one there. These are family-owned businesses. They're going to answer the phone and take care of you immediately. That's how it works. This is Novus Auto Glass again. And I was reminded of this today on my way down. Roads are wet. There's stuff flying all over the place. I got behind a couple of semis, which you don't have a choice in some cases. You're there. You're stuck. You're not getting around it. And nothing against the truckers. I mean, they're big rigs. They've got big tires. They're throwing stuff all over. And after we've gone through a storm like this, there are things on the road that in a lot of cases we don't typically have. So if your windshield gets pitted, cracked, chipped, you want to replace it, whatever the case, they work with all insurance companies. Find a location near you. Go to the website, rushtoreason.com/novus, and it's N-O-V-U-S.
Take control of the process with Novus Auto Glass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops, so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Auto Glass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Auto Glass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass now at rushtoreason.com.
All right, Barber's Foods. Greg Bloom is going to join us here in about a half an hour. We're going to talk about No Meat Day Saturday, which I hope most of you are going against the grain and we're going to eat lots of meat. That's where Barber's Foods comes in. And we're going to talk to Greg today to find out exactly when you can order last minute to still get things delivered by Saturday. So we'll talk to him here in just a few minutes. But you can go to Barber's Foods, go to the website, be an ambassador, by the way. It's a great way for you to get a lot of free product and actually earn some cash as well. Barbersfoods.com. That's with two S's, barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been selling only the highest quality organic, antibiotic-free, and natural food products in Colorado for over 70 years. Their mission is to provide only the best food found in the marketplace from family farms they know personally. Right now, click on March Madness Specials at the top of barbersfoods.com to find these specials and more. Barber's Farms, ground beef, made in Colorado, from Colorado raised beef in 1-pound packages, only $2.99 a pound. Thunder's Catch Alaskan Salmon, whole fillets on sale in March for only $12.49 a pound. And pre-order your Beeler's Duroc non-GMO spiral ham before Easter. Don't spend $100 or more for a spiral ham from a retail outlet. Buy wholesale and get a better ham at a better price from a family farm that Barber's Foods knows personally. Place your order today at barbersfoods.com.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Michael Bailey from Michael Bailey Law, our mobile estate planner who joins us on a monthly basis. And I really put him on Wednesdays on purpose because I do look at him as being very much a part of health and wellness, which we talk about on Wednesdays. Why do I say he is health and wellness? Because the way I see it is he provides some peace of mind while you're still alive if you have your estate and things handled prior to you leaving. Now, a lot of you think that I get really sort of morbid and I talk about, you know, death and making sure things are dialed in and so on, but I just know from personal experience that when you don't have those things in order, no, you're dead, you're gone. No, I get it. It doesn't affect you any longer. But it does affect those that you leave behind greatly. And in some cases, and Michael, you know this far better than I, but in some cases can, maybe I'm saying this in the right manner, but it can make or break a family after you leave, depending upon how well or how poorly you made those decisions on the front side. Am I right?
It's true. I mean, I have seen many families where I don't know if the parents just kept the peace or what, but once mom and dad are gone,
it's a bloodbath.
And you've got siblings who are fighting. I mean, you know, I got my fighting with my siblings kind of out of the way when we were kids.
Right.
You know, now I get along pretty well with them. But if I happen to know my parents have a very good, very well thought out, very well reasoned, very well written, very well designed estate plan by some guy named Michael Bailey.
Right.
I wrote it. Right. There we go.
Good.
But, you know, and it splits things up a quarter between me and all my siblings. So it's going to be pretty straightforward, pretty simple.
Right.
But, yeah, I've seen things where, you know, there's so much distrust and, oh, well, you know, my sister got appointed as the personal representative and they're not talking to me and how can I force them to do this? And I'm like,
well, the other thing I've seen happen too, Michael, and this is sometimes a shock inside of a family, but there can be half brothers or sisters that sort of pop out of the woodwork that maybe some folks didn't even know existed in the first place. And unless things are spelled out prior, guess what? They're still blood.
Right.
Right.
And, yeah. And I mean, I just wrote one the other day for a couple where he has a child from a previous relationship, but it's not part of their family. So we're specifically excluding that person.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
If they didn't, would that particular child's sibling have rights to the estate if it's not spelled out on the front side?
So the rules are that there's a statute that talks about pretermitted or an omitted child, and if they are, you can intentionally omit somebody, but if you just forgot about them or they were born afterwards, then they can have the same inheritance rights as your other children. I mean, we saw that with the Denver Broncos. Pat Bowlen dies. We think there's 7 Bowlen children. Oh, look, there's 8.
True.
You know, and
great point.
I mean, with Pat Bowlen, you got billions of dollars and you're splitting that up. Hey, you can split it 8 ways, but still.
Right. No, and that's where I'm going with this, folks, is a lot of you think, oh, you know, I think it's that old adage of, well, when I start feeling bad or when I know I start getting, you know, close to the end, you know, then I'll deal with things. Another question I had for you, Michael, because this sort of came up here not that long ago. We interviewed somebody where they were talking about Alzheimer's and dementia. In fact, Andy was talking about that on Friday. He went to the latest movie where Anthony Hopkins, you know, portrays somebody that's got, you know, dementia, Alzheimer's. And so the question I have for you is that person that's waiting, but then all of a sudden finds themselves in that particular situation, can a person that's, you know, been diagnosed with dementia or Alzheimer's, can they even be in control of their own will at that point? How does that work?
So it depends on where they are in this. On, you know, when you're first diagnosed, usually that means you don't have, you know, full cognitive impairment. So I have people call me like, oh, well, my mom just got diagnosed with dementia. I'm like, well, you need to come see me as quickly
like
as possible.
Now, right?
Yes. I mean, it would have been better a year ago.
Right.
But you know, you get as quick as you can, because the legal standard is that you have to understand the nature and the bounty of your gift.
Well, and I'm guessing if I'm a sibling that doesn't like the way things turned out, and I know mom or dad had dementia as they're starting the will process, do I have any rights to contest said will if I know the diagnosis has already been there and they're now making the will?
Oh, if you've got the diagnosis there and they make a will, there's going to be, you know, then you've got medical evidence that there might be a problem.
That's what I thought.
So part of what we do is I will actually, if I have a question of it, I will say something like, oh, well, they were diagnosed with Alzheimer's dementia. I'm like, okay, what does the doctor say about their ability to make their own decisions?
Right.
And just to protect myself and protect my client, I'll have a doctor write, you know, it's almost like we're back in school. Here's a doctor's note that says,
right.
Yes, got diagnosed with dementia, but here they can still make decisions at this point.
Makes total sense, because otherwise somebody could come along and contest. Okay, another question I've got, and I think a lot of people listening probably do as well. How far down the bloodline can somebody contest a will? I mean, can it be a third cousin, or, you know, how far away from the original heir can you get to contest?
So contest is an interesting thing. Win and contest are different things.
Okay.
Anybody can contest anything at any time for any reason.
Oh, okay.
Just the same way that anybody can sue anybody at any time for any reason.
Makes sense.
I can sue Microsoft for $2 billion because I want $2 billion and Microsoft has it. I'm not going to win.
Right.
Generally, if you're looking at family members, you know, kids, or I mean, even not even siblings necessarily have rights unless you don't have any kids.
Okay.
So it's mostly children that are going to be involved.
So immediate
there.
Family, typically?
Immediate family,
What about like nieces, nephews, things like that?
That unless if you have a will and you put your estate plan in place, then they're not going to have any inheritance rights.
Okay.
If you don't have a will and you leave everything up to the intestate statute or the default rules, then you're looking for closest living relatives, and you can have all sorts of fights about stuff like that.
Okay. Again, so, folks, all the more reason why you need to have this stuff handled before you leave.
Yeah, just do it, get it done, have it in place. If you need to change it later on, great, because your life changes. But if you don't have it and you're snuffed out by some, you know, whatever reason it is, then you've left a very sticky, difficult situation.
Well, and what made me think about some of this, and again, not to sound, you know, morbid or weird, but somebody sent me my uncle sent me more video of that awful, awful accident of that 100-plus car pileup in the Dallas area, where literally people were on, you know, one side of the freeway filming the other side, where, you know, trucks and semis and cars were literally just, you know, smashing into each other, to the point where there's video now where I believe it's a Toyota FJ, if I'm not mistaken, where it literally is smashed between two vehicles. A semi comes along and it literally sandwiches it, flips it up in the air, turns it upside down, throws it into the other lane. Now, I don't know whether that person lived or died. I have no idea. If somebody walked away from that wreckage, I would be absolutely astonished. My point is, you could be 25, 30 years old in that situation, Michael. Think you've got the rest of the world and the rest of life in front of you. Something like that happens, and no, it's now over.
And it's very true. I mean, or you could be 21 and get hit by a light rail train.
Right.
And, you know, in my case, I survived it and got to learn to walk again. And I did go to law school and still practice law, so clearly brain damage is still ongoing. But you can't predict those things.
It could have been the other way around, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a quarter inch to the left and... you know,
and you were how old? 21?
I was 21. Quarter inch to the left, and the bone that came out of my leg would have severed an artery, and I would not be sitting here talking to you. Right. You can't control stuff like that.
Correct. Again, folks, I'm not trying to, you know, to alarm anybody, but just trying to get you to prepare, you know, looking down the road, so that, again, that peace of mind is there. We talk about the peace of mind on the car repair side of the fence, and I did that for years and still involved in that with Drive Radio. And, you know, we try to bring peace of mind when it comes to getting your vehicle's needs met. Well, I'm trying to bring you, and I know Michael is too, peace of mind when it comes to your, you know, end of life, afterlife, if you would, so that you know that your family and those that you leave behind, are everything is handled. You know, if you've got, you know, insurance, it's going to the right places. If you've got assets, those are getting handled correctly. If you've got young ones, maybe you're a younger couple and you've got, you know, infants, you want to make sure that somebody is raising those kids the way you want them raised. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know with us, you know, when we had small kids, you know, we had it down to the point where we even knew what education we wanted for the kids. We had that drawn into the will. We had money set aside out of the estate to make sure that that would have taken place if, in fact, something happened to both of us. Those are the sorts of things you can dial in a will, correct?
That's correct. I mean, you can be as specific or as general as you want. You know, if you, you know, for me, I'm like, hey, my sister and brother-in-law will take them, and I trust them completely to right. do what's right, and so I don't have to have all of those, you know, specific instructions. Other right. people are like, well, I want to make sure it's invested here and here, and this is what you can do. Either way, you know, personal preference, what you want to do.
That can all be spelled out.
That's right.
So again, folks, peace of mind. Michael, how do they get a hold of you?
Phone number is 720-394-6887. And that's 720-394-6887 or online at michaelbaileylawllc.com.
And again, folks, I know I don't want to try to, you know, reiterate, and I'm not saying this to, you know, scare anybody or anything along those lines, but you all know my story. You know what's going on in my own family. And, you know, things can happen to us at times where we would never think they would. Mm-hmm. And most of us think we're going to live to be, you know, at least into our 80s, if not 90s. And I will just tell you, I'll be the first one to say that we don't know. We don't control that clock.
I thought you were going to live forever, John.
I wish, Michael, but no.
You're not a cyborg at this point?
No, and it's not going to happen.
Man.
So
maybe next week.
At any rate, give Michael a call. And folks, again, my heart goes out to each and every one of you to make sure that these things are done correctly. I've been on the other side of that where they're not, and it's not fun, and it's not fun for the folks you leave behind. And if to me, it's just one of those things where I want to leave things, you know, once I'm gone, in a way where it's handled, it's correct, and everything is dialed in. And I think most of you out there listening want to as well. One last question, Michael. I think this is one of the biggest reasons folks don't do this is, A, they think it takes a ton of time, and B, they think it costs a lot of money. By the way, neither one of those are true.
It's just the time that we spend together. I'll spend an hour with you. We'll figure out what you need. I can draft it and send it to you for review. So we're talking like 2-3 hours invested. Basic wills, $500.
It's not a big deal.
I mean, you know, more than that if you're more complex.
Right.
But, you know, if you're not more complex, why be more?
Well, by the way, and if you're more complex, a little more reason why you need one.
Indeed.
So, there you go.
Yep.
Michael, thank you, as always.
Right.
I appreciate it very much. Dr. Mark Stengler is going to join us here in just 1 minute. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll come right back. In the meantime, Ascent Health Center is up next. Dr. Julie Marchio, who would love to help you when it comes to longevity, feeling better, your immune system, getting that up to where it needs to be. You name it, she can help you. It's AscentHealthCenter.com, 303-343-8800.
Dr. Julie provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Julie understand the daily struggle of staying healthy. The HCG diet at Ascent Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy. But you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight. Call Ascent Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
All right, folks, get your car checked out. As a lot of you went through this last snowstorm, and I talked about this yesterday, but I saw all sorts of people where stuck, you know, getting pushed out, rocking the vehicle back and forth. all the heavy ruts. I saw some folks high-centered where, you know, all the wheels were spinning. They wondered why they weren't going anywhere. Well, it's because they were high-centered on snow. In some cases, that will cause no damage at all. In other cases, you never know. There's all sorts of potholes, things along those lines. Make sure things are handled. Your alignment is good. Everything else, you know, checks out. And Gino's Auto Service can do that for you. It's Gino's with a J, 303-794-6700. Or find him again online at ginosautoservice.com.
For over 38 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. Right now, you can take advantage of Gino's $74.99 four-wheel alignment special. Mention KLZ Radio and they'll include a free inspection of your suspension. During the winter months, icy roads and potholes can damage your suspension, so it's worth getting it checked out. This month, get a $50 NAPA prepaid Visa card with a qualifying NAPA steering and suspension parts purchase of $250 or more. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, Geno's backs up their service with NAPA's nationwide peace of mind warranty. Geno's continues to service Larry's automotive customers. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Give them a call or go online to schedule an appointment. And be sure to check out all of their excellent Google reviews. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stop in or visit them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Doublespeak. HR1 is titled the For the People Act. In actuality, HR1 dilutes and nullifies your vote. Kim Munson here. Thursday, former Colorado State Senator and author of The Lundberg Report, Kevin Lundberg, explains why each and every one of us should be concerned about HR1. Award-winning realtor Karen Levine updates us on the spring residential real estate market. Michelle Vance shares details about the Larimer County Republicans Let's Meet, M-E-A-T, event Saturday, March 20th. All this Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Tired of the corporate rat race? Time to retire? Call Chris Cantwell at Transworld Business Advisors to buy or sell your business. Find Chris Cantwell at KimMunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Your company is bleeding time and money, and John Rush will find those leaks. You're too stuck in day-to-day weeds to step back and see the big picture. You need a qualified, experienced business coach to take stock of your expenses and see where you and your employees are wasting time and money. John firmly believes that every business owner needs a coach because you're too close to the situation to be objective. Email John now and make more money. John@RushToReason.com.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/RushToReason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right, real quick before we get Dr. Mark Stengler on, question of the day, which I've gotten a couple of answers for. You can answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. The very first vending machines came out in the early 1880s. What did they dispense? Somebody said peanuts. Somebody else texted and said cigars. So answer that question on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Dr. Mark Stengler, how are you today, sir?
Doing well. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, and I appreciate you coming back and joining us. We've had you on before, and I do appreciate it. Let's talk about, and I know we have different cancers throughout the year. We highlight them every single month. March is also prostate health awareness, I believe, or, you know, prostate cancer awareness. Talk to us about that, sir.
Well, absolutely. I mean, prostate cancer is the second most common cancer in men, second to skin cancer.
I did not know that. So second most common.
Second, yeah, right behind skin cancer. And then number two, it's the second most common cause of cancer death in men behind lung cancer.
I didn't know that.
So, you know, it's common and it can be serious. Now, fortunately, most prostate cancers are slow growing, but the point is men need to be proactive in achieving good health so they're less likely to get prostate cancer, and they need to be screened properly so that if you have it, you find it early and it can be dealt with before there's more serious problems going on.
Okay, so let's start there. When should a man, should a guy go and get checked, and then how often after? So at what age, and then how often after?
Yeah, there's different actually guidances on this from different associations, but generally if you're 45 years or older, you should start getting, you know, a physical exam every couple of years with your doctor. That should include a digital rectal exam. You start getting a blood PSA test, which is a general marker called the prostate-specific antigen test, to see if it's elevated. And if it is, it could be elevated just because you have an enlarged prostate, which is very common in men. It could be enlarged because you maybe have a prostate infection. But, you know, higher levels definitely can be more associated, indicating you might have prostate cancer going on. So men over the age of 50, if you've had mildly elevated PSA levels, if there's a family history, if you're African-American, often it's recommended, you know, the best really is to get screened every year to 2 years.
Okay. Are there any indications that, you know, that a man can look at or that he, you know, that he could be aware of that would say, hey, I need to get in, you know, now? I mean, is there anything that, you know, in their health where they just know, hey, this is something I need to get, you know, I hear what you're saying, we need to get done anyways, but is there anything that would, you know, promote that and make somebody go in even sooner?
Right, good question. Well, the number one thing would not be anything you'd notice in terms of signs and symptoms. It would be more just a strong family history. Unfortunately, the prostate cancer, and because so many men have an enlarged prostate, and then they start getting urination issues up at night, urinate, maybe more frequent during the day, a feeble stream, things like that, they really can't tell, you know, if there's prostate cancer going on.
And I guess real quick, is that just a natural occurrence in every man, Dr. Mark?
Well, not every man. I mean, the older we get, the more likely it is. I'm 52, so I got about a 50% likelihood I've got prostate enlargement. And you get up to be 90, there's a 90% likelihood. So it's very, very common. Okay. However, the key is if you keep your weight down, if you eat a healthy diet, like a Mediterranean-style diet, you can greatly reduce the likelihood you're going to have a prostate enlargement or even prostate cancer, the studies show.
Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth. That was my next question. Are there things we can do as men, you know, to prevent that enlargement from happening and, you know, and live a longer, more healthy life?
Yeah, those are really the keys right there. Maintain a lower body weight, and that includes also not having diabetes, because diabetes increases your risk of prostate cancer and many other types of cancer.
I didn't know that. Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, and then third, diet. I mean, diet's so foundational. So they have done many studies on a Mediterranean diet showing it, you can reduce your likelihood of having prostate cancer by 78%. So a diet rich in, you know, vegetables, fruits, nuts, fish like wild salmon, for example, low in alcohol, and reduced red meat, eggs, and poultry. So, I mean, 78%. I mean, there's no drug that can, you know, do that.
I mean, we hear all these different diets, and you know where I'm going with this. I mean, literally, they're you know, almost every time I turn around, I've got something different in my inbox telling me, you know, eat this, do this, take this pill, be on this plan, and so on. Where do the names of these diets even come from? Like the Mediterranean diet, for example. I mean, is it just what folks in the Mediterranean eat, and that's where the diet got its name, or where does this stuff come from?
Yeah, you're right. When they studied different cultures from around the world, and people who lived the longest had the lowest rates of heart disease, different rates of cancer, lower rates of cancer. I mean, the Mediterranean diet, really across the board, is the most well-studied scientific diet in terms of reducing your risk of cardiovascular disease, various cancers, including prostate cancer, even been shown to reduce your risk of Alzheimer's disease. And the reason most likely is that it's very anti-inflammatory. All these
I see
diseases,
that.
All. Yeah, all chronic diseases have inflammation, so it's very effective in reducing inflammation.
And we know that inflammation is one of the leading causes of cancer in and of itself, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. That's correct.
And I also know, just from having family members with cancer, that one of the things as I read through the Mediterranean diet that's not in there are sugars, especially processed sugars, which I also know contribute to cancer, correct?
Absolutely. And the way they connect to cancer is this. Not only does excessive amounts of simple sugar suppress your immune system, but in terms of cancer, it increases the hormone insulin, and insulin transports, you know, glucose or sugar into our cells. But high levels of insulin over periods of time is undisputedly carcinogenic. It contributes or causes cancer. No one actually debates about that anymore. And that's why people with diabetes have much more higher incidence of cancer, including prostate cancer.
And yet, and again, not picking on anything here, but just it's factual, Dr. Stengler, that for years and years and years, we really heard about, you know, that, you know, too much salt, too much salt, too much salt, hard on your heart, hard on your heart, hard on your heart. I mean, that's all we heard for a very, very long time. In fact, I can remember being hounded on that from, you know, different individuals about, you know, doing too much salt. Yet, sugar seemed to just keep rising and rising and rising in our American diets. Now we're looking back saying, wait a minute, did we get all of that wrong? And frankly, Dr. Stengler, I think we did.
Well, absolutely. And the proof's in the pudding. 50% of American adults are pre-diabetic or diabetic. So that tells you right there, you know, it's the sugar, refined carbohydrates, which have really taken our health downhill the biggest. And that's in terms of just, you know, all chronic diseases, increased risk of cancer, cardiovascular, Alzheimer's disease has been studied, arthritis. It just goes on down the line. So we've been somewhat, I hate to say the word tricked, but since we were
kids. No, I think you're right. No, I think there was big lobbying groups in the sugar world, and I think there's even books, and I've interviewed folks along the line, Dr. Stengler, that would say exactly what you're saying, that, you know, not only were we duped, it was kind of on purpose, if you would. The sugar lobby, you know, realized how much money there was in the sugar end of things. They didn't want to see that go away, so they even got the government to change the pyramid around.
Well, that's true, and think of this. I mean, what do most people do nowadays for work? I mean, most people are sitting behind desks and computers, and so we don't need all these carbohydrates, which tend to be all refined, simple sugar foods anyhow. So it's just, it compounds the problem. Not enough activity combined with all the simple carbs, and it's, you know, it's why we got 70 to 75% of American adults overweight and 25% of kids are obese.
All right, you talk about the weight factor when it comes to prostate, and I mean, I guess common sense, I could look at that and say, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But I guess for folks listening, you know, what's the tie? I mean, where does that extra weight come into play in making the prostate, you know, not only grow, but, you know, raise the risks of cancer there?
Yeah, there's two main mechanisms. Number one, our fat cells produce these chemicals called cytokines, which are inflammatory. So they're inflammatory all over the body. So you're increasing inflammation from these chemicals that are stored in your fat tissue, especially in the abdomen. So that's number one. And then number two, if you're overweight, you're most likely going to have some degree of insulin resistance. And as we talked about, the high insulin promotes cancer growth.
Okay, so folks need to, men especially, and by the way, this is for everybody, you know, you really need to get in, make sure that everything is A-OK, especially when it comes to cancer screening, and there's lots of different cancers. And Dr. Mark, I appreciate what you said earlier. I think as we look at our family tree, we look at the history there, and I think that's really important to talk about those things. I think, you know, one of the things, too, that I noticed from years ago, Dr. Mark, is that, you know, in some ways, families didn't talk about that health history. I think they almost thought that was some sort of a jinx, that if they did, you know, everyone in the family would end up with that particular disease. But the reality is, the more we know about that family history, the more we can be screened on the front side and not have that.
Well, that's true. You know, so for certain cancers like breast cancer, prostate cancer, there's definitely more of a link genetically. And so, you know, if there's a family history, you got to be up more on your screenings. You got to be paying more attention to your diet, your weight, and things like that. You got to be on top of it more, knowing that family history. And John, I don't want to forget one thing, vitamin D. I mean, we've heard so much about vitamin D, but look, there's very, very good research showing that vitamin D deficiency predisposes men to prostate cancer.
Well, I know what you said a moment ago is exactly why. When we spend more and more time inside working and so on, we just not exposed to the sun like we once were. I mean, we worked, you know, in the old days when you worked on the farm or you worked outside or you did a lot of things that way, you got a lot more vitamin D naturally. There are some individuals, Dr. Mark, with the exception of being on vacation, they're probably not getting any.
Well, that's true. And, you know, where I live here in the San Diego area, I mean, people get the sun, but because of skin cancer is so common, they are covered up or wearing sunscreen. So they still get patients every day with vitamin D deficiency coming in the clinic.
Great point. Yeah. All right, what's a good website folks can go to find out more about this, Dr. Stengler?
Yeah, sure. They can go to markstengler.com or, you know, the books on Amazon. Healing the Prostate is the name of the book.
Perfect. Dr. Mark, I appreciate it very much. It's always a joy having you, and we'll have you back again in the future, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Appreciate it very much. Let's go to Extreme Auto Repair, who's next. Like I said earlier, some of you out driving around through this big storm that we just had need to have your vehicle checked now after going through some of these things you just went through over the last few days. Go to Extreme Auto Repair, find them at klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip.
They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Al Smith, our financial guru, wants to make sure that you can make it through retirement, stay in retirement, and by the way, have some purpose in retirement as well. We talk health and wellness Wednesdays and lots of things that I pack into these Wednesdays, but one of the things you want to be is also financially healthy, and Al can help you with that. Again, find him at klzradio.com or call direct 303-744-1128.
You don't need to worry about outliving your money or how to fund extended care. Your retirement plan with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial provides contingencies for big unexpected expenses or sudden losses in the stock market so you can rest easy. Founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, has spent more than 30 years listening to people's biggest worries about retirement, and he's ready to set your mind at ease. Al has always been a careful listener, and after decades of hearing people fret about whether or not their money would last, he decided to specialize in retirement planning so he could protect people from huge healthcare costs and market volatility. 16 years later, Al knows how to direct your assets to the right places, preserving your wealth for the rest of your life. Tell him your concerns, and he'll create a plan that will help you sleep well at night. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC registered investment advisor.
You've already decided to take your vehicle to a good shop for auto body work because you know you'll get your vehicle back faster. Now get ready to be wowed. Al Sturm founded a good shop because he wanted to offer his customers convenient service while controlling the quality of his work. Once you go online to get your virtual mobile estimate at klzradio.com/collision, stop by a good shop in North Glen or Commerce City after hours to drop off your vehicle any day, anytime. Because they have so many different OE certifications, giving them access to parts directly from the manufacturers, Al and his team at a good shop have more control over how long your repairs will take. But more importantly, you know you can trust the safety of your vehicle. Customers continue to come back and refer friends and family because of the wow factor of their flawless finished product. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
Incidentally, lots of passionate responses. This is a good one. Mark, you're an idiot, Gallagher. Now, in my life, what will happen is I'll get stuck next to Martin on a plane somewhere or on a bus or on an elevator.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Greg Bloom joining us now from Barber's Foods in honor of this Saturday, Greg, the 20th. Thanks for joining us, and I want to talk about Barber's Foods and make sure folks can get things ordered and have it in time for our, we're going to call it the all-meat day, not the no-meat day.
Right, it's a meat in, not a meat out.
You got it. That's exactly right, and that's where you come into play. So I guess, first of all, Greg, talk to us about how quickly folks need to get in and get an order in so they can have what they need for Saturday.
Yeah, they can order off the website, barbersfoods.com, and we can deliver it to their front door tomorrow or Friday.
Okay.
They're in the Denver metro area, and they can pick up at our warehouse, also conveniently located at I-70 in Washington. And, I wanted to say, too, that, Barber's has been in business since 1949, and we have just been selling direct to consumers for 9 months, because it was
right.
A COVID
right.
necessity. So how did we stay in business before that for, 70 years or more? Well, we provide the same high-quality meats that we sell direct to consumers to the independent, family-owned, locally-owned retail stores that people can find in their neighborhood, like Tony's Meats, three locations in Denver, Marzick's in North Denver, Oliver's on 6th Avenue north of Cherry Creek, Taste of Life in Colorado Springs, and then Lucky's in North Boulder and Fort Collins. So I would encourage people, go support these local,
yes,
family-owned,
yes.
Colorado businesses, and instead of the big giant corporations that are not involved in the local economy at all. So,
you know, the other thing I've learned about you guys, Greg, from you specifically, and I've learned so much in the last, you know, 6 months or so, you know, having you around, which, by the way, I've really appreciated. And by the way, I've enjoyed the product. So, you know, everybody listening, please know this. I'm not just saying this because, you know, Greg and I have gotten to be good friends. I'm a meat guy, Greg, you know that. I mean, I've been a guy that's had a smoker for the past 7-8 years and have done all sorts of different meats over the years and have tried all sorts of different brands as well. And I will tell you, not just because you're on air, but I would say this even if you weren't with me, you guys literally have the best meats I've ever used, the highest quality. Every single time I smoke something up and I serve it, I get tons of compliments from those folks eating it. And not just my own family, but folks outside the family, Greg. So, you know, one of the first things people ask is, where did you get this meat from and how do I get it? And, of course, I give them your name. But why is that? Why is the meat that I get from you guys so much better than what I would get anywhere else, supermarket included?
Well, we searched for the highest quality meats from family farms that raise the animals and raise them right and don't raise them fast and quick and get them to market as fast as they can. And it's a pride thing for them. They love these animals. And, you know, part of the whole meat out thing that's happening this Saturday is this premise. And you can see the premise in the meatout.org. If you go type meat out, you can see this premise, which our governor has bought into. And that is that, you know, all animals are raised in an abusive environment. All animals suffer, and all animal agriculture should end. And we should strive for, you know, ceasing any sort of diet in our future that involves meat. That's their agenda, right? So that's right. The premise, which isn't true. I mean, a lot of family farms in Colorado raise animals in a very humane manner. And it's not true that they're just all abused, but that's the whole, you know, backing of the meat out this
right.
Saturday.
It is. And by the way, everybody listening, this meat out day doesn't just go to the actual meats. They're talking about, you know, plant-based meats, eating those plant-based cheeses, ice creams, and so on. I mean, really what they're trying to do, Greg, is really supplant, if you would, the entire ag industry and do it in a different manner. And to your point, I think it's pointless. It's not what people want, by the way.
No, it's not what they want, and it's not the future of our country to end animal agriculture. And Colorado is a very ag-heavy state. We raise a lot of corn for animals. We raise a lot of beef. We export that beef all around the world. Japan's our number one customer. South Korea's our number two customer. You can go to Costco's in South Korea and get Colorado beef. You know, it's a huge part of our economy. And, you know, if people are wise, they will go to the TED Talks, and they will they will Google the founder of Impossible Burger and Beyond Burger, Ethan Brown and his compadre, and they will see them talking from the TED Talk stage that their agenda is to end animal agriculture. So those two plant-based products do not support them in quick fast food service or anywhere you see them in retail stores. Now, there's other plant-based products in the stores made by meat companies. Cargill's in that space. Tyson's in that space. One of the family-owned companies that we buy beef from is in that space now, but they're not trying to disparage conventional agriculture at all. They're just trying to offer that option. But people need to be very wise about where they're spending their dollar, what's going on holistically.
Well, and I also know this, Greg, from interviewing folks over the years, that you know there's a lot of soy-based products that they're trying to use as a, you know, if you would, a substitute for beef, and they're using that as a protein. And I also know that in certain individuals, young boys especially, that I'm a big believer that I think young boys especially should stay away from soy altogether. That's just my take on things.
Yeah, and there's soy-based options and pea-based options, and there's lots of different options. And I honestly, John, haven't seen the data on that. Now, I have seen data on one thing your last guest mentioned, and that's the Mediterranean diet. And I agreed with 95% of what he said, except for when he said that red meat is bad for you.
Right.
And
it's
just
not.
So that your listeners will know where I'm coming from, they really need to get a hold of the book. Rent it at your library. You can get it on your Kindle or go buy it on Amazon. But it's called The Big Fat Surprise, why butter, meat, and cheese belong in a healthy diet, because Nina Teicholz did a great job debunking and showing the cherry-picked science that demonized red meat over the last 50 years, and she disproves it.
All right, Barber's Foods, folks. It's barbersfoods.com. And again, Greg, you just heard from him a moment ago. You can get an order in. He'll get it delivered to you. You can have the best meat available ready for your cookout, if you would, whatever you're going to do for this particular Saturday on the 20th, because we're going to do the opposite of a meat-out day. We're going to have a big meat-in day, Greg.
That's right, a meat-in day. All anyone needs to do is post on our Barber's Foods website. You can find it on Facebook. Our Facebook page, that you're participating in the meat-in day on Saturday, and we'll get you some free product.
Awesome. Greg, I appreciate it very much. It's always a joy having you, and we're going to support you big time. Get as many orders in as we can, sir.
Great. Thank you, John.
You're very welcome, Greg. I appreciate it very much. And up next, we have Purefoy Chevrolet. And, folks, I can shop online. I just was a moment ago before I talked to Greg. Lots of used cars, lots of new cars. And, by the way, on the used car front, trucks, cars, other brands, Toyota, Ford, you name it, it's all there. Again, shop online, purefoyChevrolet.com, out in Fort Lupton. And it's easy. You can also call them direct, 303-900-5870.
Corey, my blushing bride, where is the best car buying experience you've ever had?
Hands down, Purefoy. And I'm not just saying that because I do not enjoy buying cars. But when we had to buy one, they made it so easy. The financing especially was smooth as silk.
Why?
Well, you walked in and it's true. They were just so friendly. I didn't feel like I was targeted. I needed a car. I didn't want to get a car. And they understood that. They took the time to let me really test drive what we chose. And then they explained and answered every single question that I had.
Folks, there you have it. And by the way, Corey's telling the truth. I like looking at rows of cars and doing all that. I get into it. She hates it, and she actually enjoyed herself at Purefoy. You will too. For a better experience, go to purefoychevrolet.com or give Purefoy a call at 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, folks, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And don't forget, tonight we have the National Crawford Roundtable that you can listen in. We talk about what's going on down at our southern border. And up next, we'll have Richard Battle joining us, as he does every single week. And we're going to talk about songs and different things in regards to President Biden when it comes to songs. So Richard Battle from Navigating Life's Journey will join us here in just a moment. So up next, 2 hours to go. Don't go anywhere. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.